This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Hi, this is Dan Amrick, author of Critical Path, and you're listening to Trophy Horrors on ProvenGamer.com.
All right, Donnie, count us down in your top five favorite moments of me being in the hospital.
Well, I just got really excited when I seen the back of your robe leg up.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. With something mean is supposed to be lead, but I told that be so awesome and that Donnie be amazing. But enough about me, guess we all played the part to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would have been killed a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Ready M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 182. I'm your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, the man, the myth, the legend, Donnie.
Thank you. I got my just do roll card this time. What up, though, people? I'm here doing another show, loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Oh, my Lord. Also with us...
I would say McDonald's would sue us, but that ain't happening.
Unfortunately, he has to yield to Donnie's bad intro there. I yield to no one.
You know, it's great to be recording another podcast this week, but, you know, although I'm glad Tricky's back and he's all as healthy as he can be, but there's no Alex, and I'm bummed.
Yes, there's no Alex this week. He unfortunately could not make it due to prior work commitments. But I am back. Listeners, for anybody that was interested, I want to thank everybody for the well wishes that I got over Facebook and Twitter. It was a minor problem, but it did cause me to be hospitalized for 4 days. And I was here in spirit last week while they were recording, but unfortunately I didn't have my studio equipment, so I could not record. Although I did tell Donnie, and Donnie, you will back me up on this, I did say I was crazy enough to record from the hospital room.
Yeah, he did. I will be crazy enough to do that also, but it's just the entertainer in us, I guess.
Yeah. When it broke down to it, I didn't want to record hyped up on morphine the way I was.
Now that I think about it, dang, I shouldn't have talked you out of that.
But yes, I'm okay. Currently, I am hopped up on a lot of painkillers, including a couple Percocets. And, yeah, I'm here. I know Yield didn't miss me too much, though.
Nah, not at all.
All right, let's do our updated trophy counts. I am level 26, total trophies of 5,812, and a plaque count of 38. Yield, what about you, buddy?
Oh, I get to go next. Hold on here. I got a brand up. I'm looking at my... Looking through the waiver wire. I am a level 19, trophy count of 3097, and a platinum count of 37.
Yeah, you're one behind me now.
That's right. You hear that? I'm knocking at the door.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I actually start playing games again, I'll distance us.
You've been saying that for a while.
Yeah, well, excuse my little hospital visit. Stop me from playing video games. Although, I gotta tell you, the goddess did bring my PlayStation to the hospital, and I almost hooked it up to the TV in there. But, they told me I was gonna be discharged the next day, so I didn't bother hooking it up.
Gotcha.
Donnie, what are your trophies like?
I'm looking at trophy count, level 26 still, 5250. No, is that me? Yeah, 5250. And 71 plat still.
Alright, and, like I said, Alex is not here. I didn't update his trophies, so I can't give you an accurate count of him. But I think if I did do this correctly, he is level 23, total trophies of 4,389, and a plaque count of 51 in 50 games. All right, let's get into what we're playing. I can start it off. I can just, but we can have you guys go first if you want.
Well, you haven't been playing anything.
Yeah, well, the only thing I've really been playing was Clash of Clans. I've been playing that on my tablet and on my phone. I really haven't had time to sit down and play games just because of the fact that, you know, being hopped up on the Percocets and the morphine, I really haven't had the focus to play the
game. That could have been a test of your game skills to see, can you focus in a dire situation playing video games?
Well, it's kind of funny because I made a joke to the goddess that I was actually going to play some Need for Speed while I was hopped up on the morphine to do some DUI in, but that never happened.
DUI in?
Wow.
Driving under the influence.
Driving under the influence in.
and I still got a, because unfortunately I was hospitalized during Extra Life, I still have not done my Extra Life, but I do know the game that I will be playing during my Extra Life stream. I just got to figure out when I'm going to do it, and that's going to be Dust and Elysian Tale. I heard that's a really good game, so I'm going to live stream that and play that during my official Extra Life stream.
Dust?
Which I might I wasn't too hyped on it, but I keep hearing people talk about it, and it sounds like it's a good game, so I'm going to try it out. And I'm going to have to break up my Extra Life into 2 12-hour streams just so I can deal with the pain that I'm in and get it done.
You said 12 hours to deal with the pain? That's a long time to deal with the pain, 12 hours?
I don't think I can go 24 straight hours. That's what I'm saying. So I'm going to have to break it up into 2 12-hour sessions.
Oh, okay. I got you.
All right. So, that's all I really been playing was Clash of Clans. Donnie, what have you been playing?
Nothing but some Metal Gear 2, still trying to get this plat on that. Right now I'm on a stream mode, and like I mentioned last week, it's not really a big deal to get these dog tasks other than just holding up everybody, but it's really difficult when you got to go through hard in the stream mode because of the boss battles, that's all. And yeah, you're going to die, especially on the stream because I have... I'm fighting the Harrier Jack, if anybody knows where that part is in the game. And I have yet to find a ration pack yet. And the guy just throwing barrages and barrages of missiles at me, and they're making contact.
That's because you don't know how to play the game.
Yeah. I'm also going back for another backlog in my little collection. It's Mini Ninjas. I got like three trophies to get in that, maybe 4, and I'll get that. I like that game. That was a pretty good game.
All right, Yield, what have you been playing?
Usual, Simpsons Tapped Out, Pocket Trains, Plunder Knots, and fired up some Walking Dead Season 2, and platinumed out Ratchet & Clank 2 Going Commando.
Yeah, I saw that you tweeted that Walking Dead Season 2 doesn't have a plat. I thought it did.
It doesn't show up on the trophy list.
It doesn't.
I wonder why that is.
Because they realize it's a stupid plat to get, because all you got to do is just play the game, period. That's it. Play the game.
I may have to look into it, because I was actually... I had the season pass for Season 2 on my PS3. But I did notice that the game just came out on the PlayStation 4, so I might just rebuy the disc version for the PlayStation 4 and just play it on my 4.
So you're not going to get a plat?
Well, no, I'm not plat or not. I'm just thinking I'll just start over. The only reason that I'm hesitating on doing that is only because of the fact that
it's no plat. It's no plat. That's a shame of you, man.
No, I'm talking. Just I want my story to continue. So in order for me to do the story, I would have to play Season 1 again, all over again, on my PlayStation 4, which would cause me to get another platinum, which then Donnie would bitch about me being a chump.
Oh, I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. You know you a chump. So
I'm not a chump.
I don't even care anymore.
I want to play Season 2. I might just buckle down and just play it on my PS3. I don't know.
Sweet.
So what else are you playing there, Yield?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into what the news we have. The first news we have is the PlayStation Plus November content has been revealed. And a couple games that we're going to be getting. PlayStation 4 owners will be getting Binding of Isaac Rebirth. And another game that I've never heard of, SteamWorld Dig. PS3 owners will be getting Frozen Synapses Prime and Luftrassers. And
what Rassers?
Luftrassers. Luftrassers.
I can't scroll down. I'm getting a beach ball of death right now. Okay.
And Vena owners will be getting The Hungry Horde and Escape Plan.
Hunger Horde.
Say what?
Hungry Horde.
Horde, I don't know.
But I'll take Escape Plan though.
Escape Plan is pretty cool. I got it on my Vita and I also have it on my PlayStation 4. Although I haven't really played it on the PlayStation 4 just because I think Escape Plan needs to be played on the Vita. It's just it's one of those things uses the touchpads, in my opinion, very good. So you guys are just helping with the content today.
I know, right? Well, we haven't played it, so we really can't comment on it.
All right. Speaking of things that I have not played, Shuhei Yoshida has come out and officially said that the PlayStation Plus version of Drive Club is postponed until further notice. If anybody remembers back when they announced the October PlayStation Plus content, they said that we would be getting three games for Plus in October, with the third game being the PlayStation Plus version of Drive Club. Unfortunately, as you guys have not talked about on the show during the my weeks of absence, it was the PlayStation Plus version of Drive Club was missing from the update. Come to find out that the game has been plagued with server troubles and has had reported outages all during the week or all during the month. In response, Sony has pulled back the PlayStation Plus version to allow them to fix the servers for the game for the people that actually bought the game, saying that bringing on people with the PlayStation Plus version would just have bombarded the service worse and caused more problems. So they have postponed the PlayStation Plus version indefinitely until they can fix the server problems.
So reading between the lines is, let's get as much money as we can off these folks first, and then let's bring out the Plus version.
Well, see, a lot of people feel that way, and I don't have a problem with people feeling that way. But here's, I also see it the other way, saying that let's fix the game for the people that actually paid for the game before we worry about the people that are just going to get it for free. So, I see it both ways. It's like, 'cause a lot of people are saying, well, Sony's just trying people to impulse buy the game because they don't want to wait any longer. 'Cause we've already waited, I think it's a year for this game, 'cause was it not announced as a launch game for the PlayStation 4?
Yep.
As a plus one, yes.
Yeah, it was announced as a launch game, and we've waited a year now for the game. So, I mean,
I want to go with mine.
With yours what?
Oh, well, if I say I'm going to go with my version.
That they just want to get as much money out as possible?
Yeah, this is Sony we're talking about. Money hungry, just like every other company out there. But I'm only speaking on it. Speaking of it, because I am a Sony person, yes, and they're freaking money hungry people, and that's all it is. It just, yeah, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong. It's not any problems with the server. I'm not saying that because I'm quite sure it is, but it's just one of those things where the government or people of these companies would just throw them this BS reason to cover up the real reason, and people buy into it.
All right. I mean, it's fair. I mean, we don't really know the answer.
Yeah.
Everybody's just going to keep speculating until PlayStation 4 firmware 2.0 is officially out, and I have tried it. Before we actually go into my experiences with it, let me go ahead and report that as we've reported this before, it has come with a lot of improvements, including YouTube integration, dashboard themes, and a marked improvement to the PlayStation camera's voice command system, which I gotta tell you is pretty nice. The biggest new feature is easily the share functionality, which aims to use the PlayStation Network to duplicate the experience of playing with your friends on your couch. Sony has just released a YouTube video showing exactly how it works, so go check that out. But let's talk about the share play for a minute, because shortly after the update came out, I got together with Deadly Kaiser, who owns Drive Club, and I tried the game. I am happy to say the game is not first person only. You can race in third person.
So why do they say that then?
I don't know.
What the heck? What is freaking game companies?
But I will tell you, I did play the share play, and some things to note is, one, if you are sharing the game, in other words, if you're the host, it is not confirmed whether or not the other person can earn you trophies. But if you are the person that is being shared with, you're not the host, you're not the one that owns the game, you're just playing on somebody else's system, you cannot earn trophies while playing the game.
Which is fair play, but the other way needs to be that way also.
Well, we don't know if it's confirmed or not. It just said that the person being shared with cannot earn trophies. One thing I will also note is that if you are doing share play, the person who is hosting, the person that has the game, has to be PlayStation Plus. The other person does not have to be PlayStation Plus.
Okay, that defeats the purpose of you having to be a Plus member to play multiplayer.
Well, that's what I was going to go into next. With the share play, if, say, you wanted to do, just off the top of my head, let's say you wanted to do Borderlands co-op, couch co-op, you both people have to be PlayStation Plus in order to play the game cooperatively. But you do not have to be Plus if you're playing a single-player game being shared by somebody else. So, in other words, if you want to play at the same time as your friend on a co-op game, you both have to be Plus.
Okay, then it's not. What do y'all call that? Couch play?
Couch co-op, basically.
Couch co-op. Then it's not couch co-op then. If I can't play with you, why am I inviting you over to my game then?
What do you mean?
You said it had to. If you wanted to do co-op, he had to be Plus. But what's the point of bringing you over, period? Even if I'm just saying, if you're not Plus, what's the point of bringing you over or inviting you over to my game if I can't play with you cooperative, however you pronounce it?
Well, one, it lets you play the game, try out the game. Like in my case, the PlayStation Plus version of Drive Club was not out. So I have not bought the game. So it gave me the opportunity to try out Drive Club to see if I wanted to actually buy the game. So in that aspect, it is pretty cool.
Okay, that's different. That's different, but my initial plan was to play a game with my friend, not invite you over to give you a trial version that the Plus gives you.
Well, that's where it gets a little, I don't want to say hairy, because I think that's the wrong word. That's where it gets a little tricky, and no pun intended. Because let's just say, hypothetically, Yield wants to play a game with you, Donnie. But you don't own the game. Yield can share that game with you, and you could play co-op mode with him playing the game. And you don't have to own the game to play it. Whereas a normal multiplayer, if I say I wanted to play a game with you, say I wanted to play The Last of Us with you, normally we both had to own the game and log on to, you know, the game together. Where in this instance, I can own The Last of Us, bring you into my game, and you can experience what it's like to play The Last of Us without actually having to buy the game, and you could try it out and see if you like it before you actually go and purchase it. So that's where it's a little different.
You just said you can't do co-op with your friend. That's what you just said.
in order for you to play co-op with me and you not own the game, you have to be PlayStation Plus. But if you just, if I own Drive Club and you just want to try out Drive Club, which is a single player game, you do not need to be Plus to do that.
Okay, but that's not how you worded it the first time. The first time you worded it, you just said you don't have, you have to be, well, we already knew about the whole you have to be a Plus member to play multiplayer now in the Station 4's era. But you didn't, right. The way you worded it the first time, it's like you can't do co-op with your friend unless you're Plus, but you can bring them in to play with you. Like,
No. If I said it that way, I'm sorry, but that's not the way I meant it. If I own a game that you want to play, Donnie, you do not need to be Plus for me to share play with you. You know, share play meaning I turn on my system, I start the game, I transfer the controls over to you.
Yeah.
You do not need to be Plus.
Okay, that's, you know, that is cool. Like I said, that's like a, I guess you could say a plus to having Plus, I guess, for your friend, because Plus doesn't give you trial versions for every game, right?
Correct.
So just say your friend has every game. Just hypothetically, your friend has every game. You can try those out for at least an hour or so. So that's cool. But the other way, the way you say it, like I said, the way you worded it, it's like, what's the point of me paying my freaking 50 bucks if I can't play with you or some junk like that?
Well, if you want to play a game with me at the same time, co-op, I guess because of the restrictions that you have to be Plus to play multiplayer, I guess because of that restriction, you have to be Plus to play co-op with me on SharePlay?
Yeah, that's what I would assume. Like, cause that kind of defeats the purpose of me getting Plus, period, because I want to play with my friends on multiplayer, but...
Well, you have to be Plus to play multiplayer regardless.
Yeah, yeah.
But the SharePlay functionality allows you to play the game co-op with me without you having to own it. So that's where it's different.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Okay. I'm getting more in depth with it or coming to par with it because I'm like, what's the purpose of me getting Plus if I can do co-op with my friend? Cause that's the main reason I'm getting Plus so I can play. Multiplayer with my friends, but I just thought I'd give it a second thought, and it's just doing multiplayer with just you, not you and Yield and Alex.
Well, all right, let me give you an example. You go out and buy a PlayStation 4 today,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And going on the assumption that Yield and Alex both already have a PlayStation 4, and let's just say Yield owns Last of Us and I own The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Yield can share play with Alex, and they can play The Last of Us, and I can share play with you, who just bought a PlayStation 4, doesn't own The Last of Us. I can share play with you, and the four of us can play The Last of Us, all on the same game, but only two of us own it.
Okay, but like I said, I'm just now coming to terms with what you were saying. Yeah, I get it now. Like I said at first, now that I'm getting it, it's just me doing multiplayer with you, not all of y'all.
Correct. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Okay, I get the whole sharing part of it now.
All right, and also, we said a couple times that it's an hour. It is worth noting that the share play is limited to an hour at a time, but the number of hours that you can share is unlimited. So once your hour's up, it will kick you from the session, but I just have to hit the share button again, bring you back on, and then you just go right back in. There's no restrictions on how many times I can invite you to play the same game.
Okay, well, you know that's going to be an update for that soon.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, they said that this is what they were looking to do. So.
Yeah, but people going to go through a whole entire games with one person owning it. So once I share with you, I would turn around and then share with Alex. He beat it. Then I would turn around and share with Yield. He beat it. And I turn around and share with the rest of the people on Proven Gamer. He beat it. And I'm the only one who own it. So that's just $160 that they got from everybody who just beat it. So there will be an update on that. You can look forward to it.
All right, Yield, you're kind of quiet during this whole conversation. How do you feel about all this?
I think the concept is cool.
It's going to backfire.
Yeah, it's going to backfire. The whole unlimited thing is going to get changed. And, yeah.
Wow, you say this update. You say this update just happened how long ago?
I believe it was just past Tuesday.
Past Tuesday.
So as you listen to the show, listeners, it was probably a little over a week ago.
Okay, well, I'm going to give it to like maybe after Christmas or just right just before that Tuesday, just before Christmas, you would get that update. Maybe New Year's.
See, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, this is a feature they've touted since the announcement of the PlayStation 4. Now, I understand what you guys are saying, that, you know, nothing's stopping me from sharing The Last of Us with you and then Alex and then Yield and then God knows whoever else, and, you know. But the pain in the ass is that every hour I have to sit here, one, watch you play, and two, every hour, reconnect you. So I see what you're saying, but I don't think that they're really too worried about it.
Oh, they worry.
Because if they were worried about it, they would not have done this in the first place where you can share play.
What the heck? You say they wouldn't have done this in the first place. How many times have they made mistakes and things happen all the time? All the time. And they turn around and backtrack and send you an update and send you another update after that. They always come up with a something. Oh, dang, we just now thought about it. We just came back from the drawing board. You know what? Limit it to 3 times, so 3 hours to play. And then I'm quite sure somebody will come up with some kind of rig. You know that little bird that tips over every so often to get a drink of water? They're going to rig it every hour to tip down to this, so they freaking continue to play.
Nice. All right, Yield, do you want to add anything else to this?
Wow.
Come on, if they're going through all this to hack your system and the network, they would go take the time out to read that bird, too.
All right, moving on to our next topic. Rockstar has announced that any PS3 or Xbox 360 owners who currently own Grand Theft Auto 5 and opt to pick up the new versions on either the PlayStation 4, the Xbox X-Bone, or the PC will gain access to a wealth of exclusive new activities and rewards. New events only available to those who have previously owned the game and opted to return will grant access to vehicles like the Impante, Duke of Death, and the classic Dojo Seaplane, while a new Michael-centric mission will task you with the following series of clues to solve a murder mystery. Successfully doing so nets you 2 noir-style filters for use in story mode and snapmatic modes. Not to be outdone, Franklin will get his own new set of activities to participate via the Wildlife Photography Challenge. New species of animals across the land need to be documented, and as a reward for doing so, you will be gifted with the Cricken Sub to use as your leisure. New stock car races, meanwhile, will offer the chance to unlock unique custom muscle cars. Other additions for those who opt to return to the souped-up versions of Los Santos and Blaine County include being able to pick up experimental railgun, complete with its own set of ammunition shooting challenges, along with gory hatchet melee weapon. On the costume front, tracking down and photography monkey-inspired graffiti around Los Santos will unlock new monkey outfits for all players, but those who have bought the game previously will get a special Go-Go Monkey Ballista. Finally, the Cheval Marshall Monster Truck and a new or more maneuverable blimp will be available. There are also plenty of classic GTA vehicles and some other surprises for new and old players alike, but Rockstar isn't planning on revealing them before the launch date. All the content above will be available for returning players regardless whether they had it on the PS3 or 360 version and they pick up the new versions.
No. Go ahead, Don. Speaking of share play, how about we are sharing a game of Heist?
There you go.
What the heck, man? All this bull crap, dog.
Well, I like how everybody who supported it on the PS3, you know, thank you for supporting us on the PS3. Now we're going to put all this extra stuff on the PS4 version, and you can get it, but you have to buy the 4 version.
It was talk about, I don't know how true it is because I'm not getting the 4 version, but you can transfer your data from Station 3 to the Station 4. Has that been confirmed or not?
Reading the article, it says today's news blast concludes with the confirmation that all in-game content given to those who purchased the special or collector's editions for the PS3 or the 360 will be able to carry those bonuses across to the new versions, while anyone who didn't can purchase them with in-game cash. Created jobs will also carry over to the new systems, and as previously announced, you'll be able to transfer your GTA Online character to the platform of your choice as long as you have a social club account. A word of warning, though, this can only be done once.
Well, how many times would it have to be done?
Well, if you transferred over to the PlayStation 4 version, and then, you know, for a gamer night, you decided to go back on and play on the PS3 version for a gamer night because that's where everybody's playing, you wouldn't be able to then again transfer all your new stuff over again.
Okay, well, don't do that, fools.
Anybody that's looking to get the next-gen versions of the game, they are set to release on the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One on November 18th and January 27th on the PC.
Like I said, it's not a bad thing, but they're still not giving people the number one thing. I don't think anybody ever said, hey, we want any of this stuff. But I guess if you got to make an HD remake of an HD game, you have to add trophies or something new.
Well, Donnie, I mean, all these updates, you got to imagine, were probably planned.
Yeah,
from the start.
Heist was too.
So it's not like they're going, well, shit, we didn't give them heist, so we have to give them something new. I think all this stuff was planned already.
Yeah, heist was planned from the very first. Matter of fact, they've sold people on heist, and yet we haven't got heist.
I don't know how to segue into the next topic, but Housemarque, who is behind such great hits as Dead Nation and Super Stardust, has announced that Resogun will be coming to the PlayStation Vita. Now, Housemarque is not involved with this version, so they are not developing it themselves, but they said that we should be expecting news directly from Sony very soon. Now, talking before the show, Yield, you said you're not too excited about this.
No, everybody says that. Well, one, everybody says Resogun wasn't good on the floor.
I disagree with
and
that.
And two, make new games for the Vita.
I agree with that.
Don't give us ports. Don't give us crossplay. Make games specifically for this handheld. There. I'm off my soapbox now.
Well, what did Bobby Boucher say? The search continues. Yeah. The search for new games continues.
All right. Well, if I say the winter is coming, does that mean anything to you gentlemen?
Freaking yeah. It's cold as heck. It's here now.
It did snow yesterday.
You guys didn't segue that the way I wanted you to. Telltale has confirmed that his episodic Game of Thrones title will premiere before the end of the year.
Oh, that's because everyone cares about freaking Game of Thrones. That's why we didn't segue into it.
You don't care about Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Okay, that movie, that show is fucking great.
That show needs to be thrown away.
Have you ever watched it, Donnie?
Bravo,
Donnie, have you ever watched Game of Thrones?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I don't care for it.
Ah. All right, the studio's community and PR specialist, Laura Peruzzo, revealed on Twitter that there's no solid date has been set, but the season is premiering later this year. Although we don't know too much about the project, the developer has dropped a couple teases that we've managed to dissect pretty thoroughly. The first one planted the idea that the series will follow the Stannis troubled march into Winterfell as he's battered by snowstorms and prepares to face off against the Boltons, while the second one again suggested North as a Setton. So anybody that watches the show that's not Donnie that likes to shit on things, you guys should know what that means.
Let's have a moment of silence for nothing.
With that being said, that is going to bring us to the end of our topics this week. But we do have a topic of the week that somebody typed into here, which I'm going to assume is Donnie.
Of course. Want me to read it off?
The topic of the week that I just literally seen, so I don't have an answer yet, is his question is watching people play scary games fun to you? Donnie, since you have posed the question, I will lead it off and let you answer first.
Okay, yeah. What I mean by that is that, of course, this new Silent Hill thing is approaching us whenever time it decides to come out.
You talk about PT.
Yeah. And also, we now have Evil Within Us, even though I haven't seen people play that, you know, scary versions of people playing it, but I have seen people play Slenderman. What's that? The Alien Isolation game. And I'm watching these people play. And yes, it's a scary game. I'm a horror fanatic and I only jump on scary games. I don't really jump on scary shows or movies because they can be easily told. And when the stuff is coming up, but yes, I jump on scary games like Dead Space. I also seen people play both versions of Dead Space. I mean, both games of Dead Space. And the way they jump and scream like they're actually being killed. Like the murderer is in their house, standing right in front of them, impaling the knife or whatever object inside of them. And I'm like, it's not that serious. And why scream and holler like that? Just say, ooh, ow, snap. Oh, I got to get away and get away. I mean, these people are this question is just a nerve-wracking question for me. Like, when I watch it, it's nerve-wracking, and...
Well, I'm a little confused here, Donnie. Are you talking about that people don't need to act so scared when they're watching other people play, or when they're actually playing the game?
You know, when they actually play the game, like, when you got video of people actually playing this game, it's just a nerve-picking thing for me. I don't look for these videos. It just be stories of, and they show clips and clips and clips of people.
I guess are you somewhat referencing the Evil Within commercial?
I haven't seen, like I said, I haven't seen anybody play the game. I haven't seen that type of commercial for Evil Within. But.
Okay, well, the commercial was basically saying that they asked some people to sit down and play their new game, and they didn't show footage of the game.
Yeah.
They just showed the people's reactions to them playing the game, and it's kind of funny, but it's kind of like...
Like, come on.
It looks like it's kind of scripted a little too.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say scripted, because like I say, I watch people at home when they, like on YouTube. And yeah, home, it's just like the commercial you just described. You know, the camera is on them and it's watching, and they're playing a scary game, Slender Man, Dead Space. And when something comes up, I mean, they just. Hollering like they're actually the ones that's getting killed right now or chased right now. And it's like, come on, is this really that serious? Really? Like, I understand you got scared, because like I said, I jump on scary games also, but I don't say, oh, snap, I got to run out of this house because the guy is freaking here right now.
Okay, but Donnie?
I don't care about the spiders, dude. I don't care about...
No, I want to challenge you to something. Next time you play a scary game, let's say you're playing Evil Within, mm-hmm. Put a camera on you.
All right.
And I think you would actually be surprised at your reactions.
No. Like I said, I do jump, and sometimes I do like, oh, snap. Woo! Yeah. That got me. But they, like I said, they scream like the horror movies. Like, you've seen the chick scream in a horror movie before. They scream exactly the same way. Even the guys holler that way in a horror movie. Like, they're the ones being attacked right now. But it's just a game. Dude, how and why is this so amusing? Why? I don't understand the whole amusement of this. And like I said, it's just a little, like a nerve little niche with me, I guess. Yeah, because it's just like, oh my God. Yeah, the game's scary. I played it before. It's scary as heck. But it's a freaking video game, which I have control to press pause.
I'm a little twisted in my answer. Yield, you want to try to answer this?
No, basically, I'm just asking, is it fun for you watching it? Like, would you sit down and watch a bench play run of all these videos?
Me personally, I don't like watching anybody play any games.
No.
I'd rather be playing the games. No. Whether it's scary or it's not a scary game, I don't like watching people play games.
But yeah, I feel you. Like, I'm not talking about a gameplay video where you got the screen is a video game and you just hearing commentary. I'm not talking about that. But yeah, I'm with you.
No, I'm talking about watching somebody play the game and they got the little box in one of the corners of their faces while they're playing. I don't like watching those videos. I'd rather be playing the game myself.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. I don't care about
those videos. All right, Yield, what's your answer to all this?
I don't like watching people play video games. All right, I tweeted that out the other day. If I'm going to watch video games, I'm gonna turn myself to one playing myself.
The thing, like, is that amusing to you? Do you find what I just said amusing? Like seeing people holler and scream over scary video games. Like, is it obnoxious? Is it unnecessary? Or is it really that funny to see them person get scared?
It's not fun at all.
That's my whole point. I did kind of like kind of stray away from it because of my own personal reasons on how I feel about it. But yeah, my main question to you guys: does that irritate you? Do you find it amusing? Do you find it obnoxious?
I will tell you, I did. The video had to have been a year old, but there was a video going around. Ellen, who has her show, she sent two people from her staff through a haunted house, and to watch them get scared,
totally different.
It was kind of
funny. Totally different.
Hold on a second. That was funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I agree.
But now you're saying it's totally different. How is that totally different? Because they're generally getting scared from something that's scaring them. How is that different from them watching a video game and watching their reaction?
All right, this is different because, first of all, you can't pause that. You can't pause it. That's something physically happening. The killer is actually right there with you. That's why it's different. Not saying these people are going to haunted houses to get killed. I'm just saying, the killer or the person is physically right there with you. You have the option to run away, fight, and do all the stuff that people are supposed to do, or hopefully have the reaction to do if that was the situation in real life, which is happening to you in real life. Video game? Dude, yes, you get scared. It's a scary game. There's no need for you to react so unnecessary like that. There's no need for you to act like I just said, the person is right there with you. Alien isolation. The alien is not in the room with you. You don't need to hide under your bed to play the game. You know, Slender Man, he's not standing in a closet somewhere. You in a freaking city. Why is this woods here? You know what I'm just saying?
I think, Donnie,
it's just unnecessary. Unnecessary acting.
I think the point of contention is just the way
I feel about it.
Well, no, not that you feel about it. I think it's just it's comfort level. I mean, some people are afraid of the dark, but they have no problem hiding under the covers, which again is totally dark. So, I mean, I say that, as a joke, but it's serious because, some people are afraid of the dark, but if they're underneath their blanket, they somehow feel safe. So if hiding under your bed as you're playing Dead Space makes you feel better, then, I mean, why I don't personally understand why hiding under a bed, or you personally understand why hiding under a bed may make them feel comfortable.
You know that the people in Dead Space come from places like up under the bed, especially if you have a vent there.
I'm just making a point. I'm saying that, you know, when it comes to fear, rationale is thrown out the window.
Yeah, but like I said, that's different. That's what you're saying is totally different if it was in real life at a haunted house.
Also, if you're playing a video game, you use the point that you could press pause. But here's the thing. At the point you get scared in Dead Space or in any game, sure, you can pause it, but you've already been scared. And the same thing with a haunted house. You can run, but you've already gotten scared, so.
Yeah, but the difference, again, it's like, it's right there physically happening to you for real. For real. That's happening to you for real.
Dottie, I see what you're saying, but I think you're just, I think you're looking too deep into it personally. I think you're overanalyzing it too much.
No, I probably am, but I look at it as like, these people are just trying to get so much attention from their video. That's how I look at it.
Oh, do I believe that people doing those videos are playing it up for the video?
They're
absolutely
doing it. So come on, it's no way possible. I mean, just watch anyone and just look at their reaction. Like, come on, do you really necessarily have to scream and holler and act like that? It's a freaking video.
Okay, Dad, let me end it like this, okay? And I don't mean this in any sexist way possible, but it is somewhat true. The people acting in those videos is no different from the female that shows extra cleavage in her videos to get hits and likes and views.
Hey, don't be talking about Tara, all right?
I'm just simply saying, you know, people do what they have to do to get popular, you know, whether it's doing naked podcasting or, you know, showing extra cleavage on their video, or it's the guy that decides he wants to play with his shirt off and show his six pack off to get people to view. It's no different. People are playing it up on those videos. So if that's your point of contention, that people are overacting, yes, I agree with you. But then again, there are people that, when you talk about fear, it's a whole new ball game.
That's going to bring us to the end of this discussion.
Yes, it is. Let's move on to our housekeeping.
Yes, housekeeping, yes.
ProvenGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We are looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in helping out on the site, please go to the site, click on the Help Wanted tab at the top right of the screen, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to read all of our articles and check out all of our videos. Speaking of our videos, you can find all of our videos on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proving Gamer on YouTube and checking out all the videos there. If you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. And if you could, please go and leave us a rating, preferably 5 stars, but we can take anything you want. And please leave a comment letting us know how we're doing. You can also check us out not only on iTunes and on Stitcher, but you can also check us out by going to the site directly and clicking on the download tab, and you can download the shows directly from the site. Speaking of our other podcast, PG Spoilers, we do have one planned. We did try to record one last night, but Alex, who decided that he had to do work instead of showing up this week for this week's recording, decided that last night it was more important for him to go hang out with his friends rather than record the spoilers. So God knows when we're going to get that spoilers recorded, because Alex decided, well, now I'm going to go hang out with friends.
Are we friends too?
Listen to all my friends.
Oh, I see. I see. You were going to record the spoilers even though I wasn't around.
You
and I.
You both were here. What are you talking about?
No, I wasn't. I was at my folks last night.
I was just there for a second, because I had a temporarily hotspot area.
Okay, that just makes it better, because I'm the only one that actually showed up to record spoilers, and the other three decided they had other important things to do.
We told you in advance. What are you
talking about? The day you asked on Twitter, Saturday night, let's do a spoilers. I replied right back and went, I don't think I'll be home. I'm going to my folks.
Dedication, listeners. Dedication. I was here.
You were there just because you wanted to show up.
I was there because it was important for us to put out a show.
You were there because you were at the hospital.
No, I've been home from the hospital since Monday. I've been home for a week now.
You keep that robe I like?
No.
That was extra.
All right, where are we at in the housekeeping? Because I lost track.
I don't know. PG's spoilers.
If you want to contact us, there are several ways you can contact us. You can send us an email, trophyhorse@provengamer.com. You can contact the site at Proving Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horse. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Yielded. I yield to no one. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. And you can contact Alex at Saundersaurus Rex. Also, if you want to get a hold of us, you can get a hold of us by giving us a phone call. Donnie, what is that phone number?
330-PROVEN-9. 330-776-8369.
Also, you can go to our Facebook page and click on the SpeakPipe app, and also on the front page of our website, you can click on the tab that says Leave the Guys a Voicemail. That is not just for the podcasters, that is for anybody on the site. But speaking of our Facebook page, if you could, we know you're on Facebook, please stop by, do a search for Proving Gamer, and please hit that like button. And if you can, interact with us. We'd love to interact with you on Facebook. It'd be a perfect way.
You will love to interact
with us. It's a perfect way to get Donnie and Yield on Facebook more.
No, it won't. Interact with me on Twitter. That's where I'm at. Just like two turntables and a microphone.
I didn't even get that reference, but let's move on.
It was a good one. It was good. I didn't get it too much either, but I liked it.
Let's go on to our sponsors. Our first sponsor is our GoFundMe. That is GoFundMe.com/ProvingGamer. We are trying to raise money for new podcast equipment. We're desperately in need of help. We poor. Donnie's bringing down our national average in poorness. Donnie.
Po.
We gave it a 4DR.
That's all I am.
If you could, there are different levels of donations. There are the $5, the $25, the $100, and the $500 donation level. I'm looking for somebody to step up and hit that $500 donation, which we did have a listener, Yield, say that he would be getting that $500 donation. It's yet to happen yet.
But in increments, though.
Hey, he said he'd be hitting it.
He's trying to secure 125 episodes of him coming on. racking them up.
Yield, do you want to call that person out, or do you want to leave him nameless right now?
Nah, nameless.
Nameless.
All right.
We don't want to say Alex's brothers, cousins, first wife's boyfriend's name.
No, I just figured we all can go to the park afterwards and maybe check out all the and maybe check out all the Jurassic animals there.
I just figured I would just put in the movie Jurassic Park and watch it again.
You know, already Trey Zoo got a nice Jurassic area at their park.
Also, we are sponsored by who Dottie? Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, please stop by the website first. Each and every time you're going to do your shopping on Amazon and click on the Amazon link or any link that it shows Amazon, you can click on. And because I've converted all purchase links on the site to our Amazon sponsorship. But each and every time you do your shopping on Amazon, please stop by the site first, click on the link, and continue to normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. With all that being said, I am happy to announce that our other sponsor, Extra Life, is still taking donations until the end of the year. And as I said earlier in the show, I will be doing my Extra Life here in the near future. I don't know exactly when. It has to do with my recovery from being in the hospital, but I am definitely going to get it done.
I thought you were about to boost your YouTube ratings and Extra Life ratings by here in the nude.
Nobody wants to see that.
If I did my Extra Life nude, I would actually get negative donations.
And sued by a couple people, too.
The goddess just shot me a look like, I don't even know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. So let's move on to our shout outs. Donnie, let's do your shout outs, buddy.
Give a shout out to the listeners, you guys. Shout outs to Trophy Whores and Prove a Gamer as a whole. I love doing podcasting. Thanks. Shout out to Tricky personally for introducing me to this podcast world. Because, like I just said, it's just extremely fun. And to the fam, I would just, shout out to my mom. Merry birthday. Her birthday is today. And she just turned 78 years. No. I'll put that in there because I'm going to let her listen to it and see what she's going to say. And Walking Dead is an incredible season of Walking Dead.
Yes, it is.
I am digging it a lot. Moving on.
Yield your shout outs.
Jeez. Shout out to you guys, the fans, for listening. Shout out to Prepare to Die or Scum and Homer Gets Duff for that awesome story he told last night. And
Prepare to Die or Homer?
No, Homer. Homer told this awesome story last night. And it was pretty funny. And
can you clue us in?
It had to do with you know what twerking is, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, so
nope, I don't.
So, Donnie knows what twerking is.
Even though it's created in the black community, I don't know what it is.
he's walking through a restaurant, and these couple of younger couple is the husband decides he's going to start twerking in front of his wife. The wife steps out of the way, and my brother happens to, he's walking through the restaurant not paying any attention, and he stops, and lo and behold, inches away from him is this dude twerking.
Just grinding on his crotch, huh?
Not quite that close, but close enough. So the dude's wife's busting up laughing. The dude turns, sees his wife not where he thought he was, turns around, makes eye contact with Homer, and without missing a beat, stone-faced, looks at that dude and goes, "You can call me Big Daddy when you back that thing up."
That's classic. Good.
He said he never saw a guy run out of the restaurant so fast in his life. The whole time his
wife, I hope the guy paid his bill.
The whole time this dude's wife's just busting up laughing, tears rolling down her face.
I hope the guy paid his bill.
I don't know, but I'm just like, I'm just like, that is awesome.
Yes, that is. Is Homer like a big guy?
Yeah.
We've podcasted with him on camera.
That makes it even better when he said that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's it, Yield. That's your shout outs.
That's it. Yeah, I'm good.
All right, and I want to give a shout out first and foremost to the goddess who has gone above and beyond taking care of me in my my time of need. I want to give a shout out to the Staten Island University Hospital, who took very good care of me while I was in the hospital, put up with my stubbornness and my crankiness. Although I was in there for a minor reason, it did take a toll on me, and I wasn't happy being there at all. I do not like hospitals at all, but they took care of me.
I do not like hospitals, Sam, I am.
Say again there, Donnie.
I do not like hospitals, Sam. I am.
I can't stand hospitals. But they did go above and beyond. And I have to give them a shout out because not only did they take care of me, but I received a phone call earlier yesterday And they were calling to check up on me to make sure that I was doing okay at home, and asked me if I was doing okay or I needed to come back. They were going to send an ambulance to come pick me up if I was not doing too good. So huge shout out to them. Huge shout out to Morphine and Percocet. God bless them. And
you can say a shout out to Druds.
Absolutely. I have no idea what the guy should say because I have a headset on. She talked into the microphone. So I guess I'll hear that in post-edit there, Donnie.
Yep, I'm leaving it in there.
I have no idea what she said. she wants me to give a shout-out to the antibiotics.
I hear they're a good basketball team.
The antibiotics?
Yes.
That's another joke I didn't get.
You had that stuff, man? Antibiotics?
I got horse pills. As you can see in the camera.
Hey, you don't even take those by mouth, do they? Do you?
No, he takes them up his penis.
And last but not least, I want to give a shout out to my four horsemen brothers who kept the show going last week when I said to just skip the week because I was down in the dumps. I was actually a little bit depressed because of my situation. And not only did they cheer me up, but they I was part of the show last week from my hospital room while I was sitting there in my gown. Donnie got his ultimate wish to see the back of my gown. I don't know what I would have done without you guys. I want to give Yield a twerp you though because he thought I was still in the hospital. Thanks for checking up on me there, Yield.
No news is good news.
I could have been dead for 4 days and Yield would have not known.
No,
nice cover up.
No, see, Donnie would be celebrating, so I would have known.
All joking aside, you know, it is nice to know that you guys are there for me in my time of need. So, with all that being said, until next week, if there's nothing else, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Check, hold up, stop.
Hammer time.
Later.
Check it. You done made it to another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your whoredom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it just to get the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.